You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Welcome back. You're on New Hampshire Now. 1-9, 1450, and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program this hour of New Hampshire Now, presented by the Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first. And this segment of the show brought to you by Cheney's Apple House Furniture. Don't you dare buy furniture without checking out Cheney's always low prices. To peruse their selection, go to nhfurniturestore.com. Thanks to Dennehy and Boulay, as well as the Spradling Group, sponsoring the trip to Toronto to catch up with the Red Sox as we continue to cover the Red Sox like nobody else here in the Granite State, as the Red Sox make the push for another World Series championship. And this was a big step forward for the Red Sox, particularly the game yesterday where the lead came and went. They were able to get the lead back on a big swing of the bat by David Ortiz. After trailing at that point 8-7, Ortiz took Joaquin Benoit deep, then put the Sox up 10-8 for good, and they ended up winning the ball game. Sox trailed 6-4 in the third inning after Clay Buchholz gave up a grand slam to Troy Tulowitzki. Subsequent inning, Xander Bogaerts registered a two-run single, which tied the game at 6, but the lead would go back and forth. With Heath Hembree giving up a home run to Edwin Encarnacion, then Hanny Ramirez hit an absolute bomb to straightaway center field. Red Sox tried a steal of home plate. Brock Holt on third base, Aaron Loop on the mound, and Jackie Bradley Jr. at the plate, and Brock Holt was thrown out. That would tie the game at 8 apiece. But the Red Sox found a way, and most importantly, the bullpen held up. They asked for 6 innings from their bullpen yesterday, and Matt Barnes, Robbie Ross Jr., Fernando Abad, Brad Ziegler, Koji Uehara, and Craig Kimbrell all got the job done for the Red Sox, who are looking good heading home for this series against the Baltimore Orioles with a 2-game lead. Here is David Ortiz, who passed Jimmy Fox on the all-time home run list with his blast, which put the Sox up for good.
We came out hitting, you know, better than what they did, and our pitching came out doing better than their pitching, but they have momentum going on today. And they obviously was playing against another first team, first place teams.
Here is Sox manager John Farrell.
This was one guy picking up the next, and it required that today. This is an explosive offense across the field, particularly in this ballpark. And just like the way we came in and battled throughout these 3 games.
Yeah, really solid team win. And talked with Xander Bogaerts prior to the contest, and pretty much, you know, to a man, there was an energy and excitement in the Red Sox clubhouse prior to this game. They knew that this was a big contest. It was either going to be them going home tied with Toronto for first place, or they were going to go home with a 2-game lead.
Let's talk about how important it's been what you guys have been able to do on the road here for the last couple of weeks. These road trips could have defined the season, and it really did so, it seems like, in a good way.
We're right there. We kind of control basically what where we're going to be at, you know, as long as we continue to keep winning games.
What's that feeling like to know that, you know, everything is out in front of you, you're not trailing, you're not behind, you're coming home in first place?
Exactly. If we get this win tonight, today we're probably one of the biggest ones the whole year, because obviously it's against a team that's second place in the division, so today's going to be a very, very big one.
When you look at, you know, your experience in the postseason and what's coming up here for Jackie and Mookie and the guys who are experiencing this for the first time, how do you think they're going to adapt to postseason play given who they are as people?
I guess they'll play good. You know, it's the same thing as the season. You got to take it. The pressure's a bit more because obviously you really got to win those games. It's not like you can depend on tomorrow. The hardest team just wins.
Do you feel like these games over here, September and August, have kind of had that postseason feel for you guys with kind of a sense of urgency each night?
Yeah, it has, especially we're playing a lot of the teams that's in our division that's pretty close, so it makes it a lot more meaningful.
Yeah, the thing too is the quality teams, Detroit, the Indians, all the teams that are looking to take you guys out, obviously.
Yankees and Baltimore and Blue Jays is what more would. I guess I'm focused on because they're in our division. We got to worry about the division first, and if not, then we can get the wild card, but the division got to be first.
Has the Yankees surprised you at all, or given the amount of young talent they've had, and we've seen obviously what young talent can do here at this club and how it's ignited this team, has it not been that surprising or surprising?
I mean, they're playing good. You know, they have a lot of young guys coming up that's hungry to win, and, I mean, they're clicking at a good time.
How would you define this season for you? And it's obviously been a really good season, but there's been, you know, obviously some ups and downs as exists in a baseball year.
You just got to keep working, you know. You got to come here and perform every day and help the team win, and so far it's been good.
How about the defensive side of things? It seems like the spectacular plays we're seeing much more often from you, going whether it's to your left or to your right. How much work has gone into that and making those plays consistently?
Just securing the ball is probably the most important. Trying to get every out possible for your pitcher, making him see that you're doing the effort to get an out for him. You know, it's huge in this game.
Final thing, you know, at the plate, obviously, we've seen great things throughout the course of this year. What are the things you've noticed when things aren't going the way that you want them to go that need to change?
You just got to keep grinding, you know, put up good at bats, swing at strikes, and that's basically the main key.
Is that going to define this team, you know, the ability to grind in the postseason? You saw that, obviously, in 13, finding ways to score runs in close games.
Just got to win, man. That's what it comes down to. You can win on a pass ball, you can win on a sack fly, you can win on a base hit. You just got to be prepared every time, no matter what situation you're in. You can help the game, you can win the game defensively also. You know, save a few runs with a diving play, get a third out. So now you got to be more ready.
All right, that is Xander Bogaerts right there. Still, you know, one of the best players in baseball. But obviously has suffered in terms of the batting average, which was amongst the league leaders, now down to 299, just a shade under 300. But you look at his production in terms of power, that is up this year, 18 home runs, 83 RBIs for Xander Bogaerts. So certainly a impressive year for Bogaerts. How about Hanley Ramirez and how he has turned things around? He's currently hitting 285. He's got an OBP of 356, OPS of 843. And he is right now, you know, just a couple RBIs away from 100 on the season. He's got 94 ribbies and 23 home runs. So again, this Red Sox offense is so dynamic. The problem they've had is in close games. They're 0-6 in their last six one-run games. But, you know, when they score a lot. And you look at the numbers from this lineup, and certainly it is indicative of that. I mean, Dustin Pedroia, Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts, Hanley Ramirez, Jackie Bradley Jr. We're talking about some of the best hitters in baseball, and that was on display in Toronto yesterday. Here is Hanley Ramirez.
Just talk about how you feel about the ball club going into the final stretch here of the season, the way you guys have been able to play on the road, and what do you feel overall about the club?
I think it's going to be good. It's going to be interesting. You know, it's exactly where we want to be in the race, and I think everybody's really excited to be in the position we are right now.
Yeah, that seems to be the main thing. There's a lot of excitement around the ball club and the way you guys are playing, obviously being in first place. And is that, you know, do you feel that here in the clubhouse as well, about being excited about the stretch run and playing meaningful baseball?
I mean, that's what we're here for. Everybody's, you know, everybody's just ready to go out there and, you know, kick some butt and, you know, win some games. I think that's the mentality, you know. Everybody on the same page and, you know, we do everything as a team. We lose as a team. We win as a team.
How pleased have you been with the way that you've hit throughout the entirety of this year? I mean, you're on the verge of getting to 100 RBIs. You've been one of the main parts of this lineup. How happy have you been with your performance?
The whole lineup. Not only one guy. You know, it's Red Sox. It's not Pedroia. It's not Davis. No, you know, it's just Red Sox. It's Red Sox, you know. I think, like I say, you know, from the top all the way to the bottom, we got a pretty good lineup.
Has that been important to you to be, you know, not putting too much pressure on yourself, but knowing that you're a part of a group? Has that allowed you to relax in some ways and kind of take things in, knowing that, if I don't do this, Mookie will pick me up or Pedroia will pick me up? Being a part of a lineup as opposed to saying, I got to put all this pressure on myself to perform?
How it should be, you know, no matter where you're playing. You know, if you believe in your team and your teammates, you know, it's about picking each other up, you know. And one of the main things is just to stay healthy, you know, stay in the team and in the field and, you know, play 140-plus game. That's going to help you a lot.
You've had a great road trip. What's it like?
When you're a couple questions, right?
Yeah. What's it like when you're swinging the bat like this? What does it feel like when you're taking it to all fields and you're hitting the way you're hitting?
I got to ask Mookie, you know. So he's been on all year, not me. You know, I just passing through, you know, doing little things, that's it.
Final thing, everybody talked about first base, and you know whether you're going to be able to play first base. How pleased have you been with the way that, I mean, everyone's looking at you now as a first baseman, and that you've been able to play the position the way you had, given all the work that you put in the offseason?
I mean, I don't know what to say. I just, like you say, you know, just a lot of work, a lot of dedication from day one, you know, all the way through, you know, to the end of the season, whenever it's the end of the season, you know. So that's been the key, you know. Just take everything, you know, like it's supposed to be, you know, going out there every day 100% and try to take the best out of it.
Henry Ramirez right there. Drew Pomerantz has had a number of really good starts in a row. He's going to get the ball tomorrow against the Baltimore Orioles at Fenway Park, and he has really been solid, as has the rotation in its entirety, notwithstanding yesterday's performance from Clay Buchholz. Talked with Drew Pomerantz yesterday at Rogers Center in Toronto.
You've been throwing so good as of late. What's been working for you, and how comfortable are you feeling now with the Red Sox as a part of this team down in the pennant race?
I've just been feeling pretty good with all my pitches. Been able to get some quick outs and, you know, stay in the game. You know, the last time I like to stay in a little longer. But I've just been feeling good. I just, you know, got settled in here after the first couple starts and, you know, got scouting reports and, you know, kind of game plan locked in. And, you know, our coaches do a great job here and, you know, Holliday's been catching me. He does a great job. Mm-hmm. You know, he really knows what he's doing back there. He does his homework. He's just really prepared for the games, and we work good together. But you know, that's all those things kind of contribute to me stringing those few good starts together.
What's the culture shock like for a player when they're first coming to a team, particularly, you know, from San Diego to here in Boston, where it's kind of like night and day? And how difficult is that for a player to kind of adapt and get, you know, where they need to be?
I wouldn't say difficult. It's just different. It's just like going to any new team. You know, you deal with, you know, just getting comfortable in the clubhouse and meeting some of the guys and just kind of, you know, getting your stuff settled. You know, you're moving halfway across the country sometime, most of the time. And, you know, it's all baseball. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's on a much bigger stage now than before because, you know, we're a first-place team. And just being in Boston, you know, it's just the fans are different. Sell out every game, you know, it's definitely a bigger stage. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all baseball anywhere. And, you know, you got to keep focused on your job.
Talk about the relationship between the pitchers and the starting staff. And a lot of teams will, with really good pitching staffs, will talk about how they kind of feed off of each other. This is obviously one of the best starting pitching staffs in baseball. How does that dynamic work with you and Pricey and obviously Rick Porcello?
You know, those guys are great guys to have around. You know, talking about being prepared, both those guys are really prepared. They're really good at what they do. And Rick's having an unbelievable year, but you know, he's having a good year because he is so prepared. And, you know, some of that stuff rubs off on me and some of the other guys, you know, like Eddie, younger guy, just about preparation. And, you prepare so hard and it makes you feel more comfortable out there on the mound. You know, if you have any questions, having those guys around you, just be like, hey, what do you throw this guy? Hey, what do you throw that guy? What do you think here? You know, you just kind of pick their brains as the game goes along. You just get little tidbits here and there.
Go in depth on that a little bit, because it was interesting. John Farrell mentioned that Porcello is probably, you know, the most prepared pitcher he's ever been around, and he's been around a lot of obviously really prepared pitchers, Lester, Schilling, others. What's different about, you know, Porcello? Because you see some things during the game, like at times he'll change tempo with different hitters, and obviously he seems to always throw the right pitch in the right spot. If, you know, if he gets in trouble, it seems like he gets the ground ball or he gets a double play or whatever he needs in those situations. And obviously, you know, if you're going to make the pitches that you need to make in spots, there's the preparation that goes into obviously knowing what to throw.
Yeah, he's a gamer and he's a competitor out there. He's really locked in to his skill set and he knows guys' weaknesses. He knows their strength and he knows his weaknesses and strengths really well. So he just, you know, he adjusts on the fly as the game goes along. You know, that's baseball. Sometimes you can do all the homework in the world and then go out there and be like, oh crap, all that was wrong.
Right.
But he's really good at, Not saying that you do the wrong homework all the time, but he's really good at adjusting on the fly out there and just, you know, seeing things different throughout the game and kind of adjusting and, you know, getting those guys out and making pitches, like you said.
Final thing, you know, what's it like, you know, making these starts in big situations? Because obviously we're here in Toronto, you didn't pitch here, but there's such an atmosphere in the city. You can go back to Boston, you pitch against Baltimore, mm-hmm. same thing, team in a pennant race. What's that like for you, and what do you notice in those spots? What do you have to tell yourself, you know, in those spots?
You know, it's great. You know, it's baseball, is what it's all about. It's what we play for, to, you know, be in positions like this on first place teams and big moments. You just gotta, you know, stay within yourself. You just, you know, not, all that is what it is. But out there, I'm focused on the game, and, you know, you don't really look at the surroundings mm-hmm. too much. You just kind of gotta stay locked into the catcher, and, you know, take it one pitch at a time and get each guy off.
That is Red Sox starter Drew Pomerantz. The big lefty pitches on Tuesday night against the Baltimore Orioles. I am Chris Ryan. Thanks so much to Denny Boulay as well as the Spradling Group for sponsoring our trip to Toronto as we catch up with the Red Sox during the huge three-game series up in Toronto. Red Sox two games up in the American League East, heading home for this pivotal homestand. All the games, pretty much playoff games, throughout the rest of the season. This segment of the program presented by Cheney's Apple House Furniture, and this hour of the show brought to you by Prescription Center.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now.